Hello everyone, welcome to episode 1906 of Emma's House Music, your universal dilettante's guide to indie listening entertainment. It's a half-hour show and we'll introduce you to six cracking new indie pop tracks plus one favorite from some time ago at the very end. We've got a strong focus on a particular northern city today, and this is also the first episode where I have absolutely no idea how to properly pronounce about half of the bands we're going to play for you. So, advance apologies for any mistakes that'll happen along the way. Let's kick things off with a fairly new band from Glasgow, Scotland. They're called Wojtek the Bear, and they're named after, well, Wojtek the Bear. If you enter the band's name into a search engine, you'll first get hits for the actual bear named Wojtek. It's a rather stunning story, but stunning's also the word for the band's first new material since their 2018 debut album. Here's Tonic Youth. Great track, instantly reminding us of all the reasons why Scottish pop has been so consistently endearing for decades now. That's Tonic Youth by Wojtek the Bear. We won't move, but stay in Glasgow for the next song. It comes from Glaswegian pop veteran Mark Tranmere, who's been part of the scene for a very long time and under various guises. Most notably his instrumental project Nuck, but he also served some time as a member of St. Christopher. His latest project is called Vecinski Settings, and for this Tranmas teamed up with a very distinctive vocalist from Glasgow. See if you can recognize that voice if you don't already know who it is. This is Vecinski Settings with Why Can't That Happen to Me. Lovely tune there. Why Can't That Happen to Me is one of the B-sides from the debut single by Vecinski Settings, out now. And yes, the vocals on the 7-inch are provided by none other than James Hackett, who usually graces the Orchids records with his singing voice. Our next two artists both come from the US and have both found their way into our ears via other podcasts we've listened to recently. The first of them is Mateel Brown from Atlanta, who I found on the April mix by Simon, who runs the Beat Surrender blog. It's fair to say that Mateel is more of a rock singer than a pop artist, but this first single from her upcoming new album is a true soul pop stomper, and we do love a shouty vocal every once in a while, and a shouter she is indeed. What a voice! This is Mateel with her new single, the benevolently titled Keep the Change.
Did I get into a hero walking on this floor? I thought it started as a daydream, but I'm not dreaming anymore. And it's the expectation making or breaking, giving me a heart attack. And in a 20 years time, will it all be mine, or will I wish that I could take it all back? Throw it crooked, I always throw it straight. think of something better. I promise I'd give it all I got. And it's the expectation, making or a breaking, giving me a heart attack. And in a 20 years time, will it all be mine, or will I wish that I could take it all back? Hey, when I throw my weight, I never throw it crooked, I always throw it straight. And I wasted all my time, don't pay me any mind, 'cause I wasted all my time. Hey, when I throw my weight, I never throw it crooked, I always throw it straight. Eyes like a faucet, no matter how you toss it, you made it to the end of the game. Pack up your razor, don't do any favors, you can just keep the change. You can just keep the change.
Keep the Change, the first single of Mateel's second album. The album is called Satisfactory and it's out in June on Heavenly Recordings if you're in Europe. Next up, a track I found on the ever excellent Girls Like Us podcast, which I recommend once more. Beck, who does these shows, is just brilliant at finding new stuff, and I always discover something new and exciting on each of her shows. The latest discovery I wanted to share with you. It's by a band called Tourist Activities. They're a four-piece fuzzy dream pop outfit from Seattle and released their latest EP, Off My Mind, back in March. The song Crystal River is the standout track of that EP, and if you're listening on headphones right now, focus on what the guy on the lead guitar is doing, who you'll have in your left ear. I'd say there's more ideas in that one song here than other bands have on whole albums. This is Tourist Activities.
Thank you.
ace tune from Tourist Activities here, Crystal River from their EP called Off My Mind. Our next offering comes from a one-man bedroom pop project from Diest in Belgium. It is by Jens Rubens and the project is called Stoop Kid. While Rubens may not be the most amazing vocalist in the Northern Hemisphere, musically the four tracks on his first EP as Stoop Kid are amazing indeed, and I'm grateful to Jason Miles for posting them on Twitter, which got my attention. The EP is decisively called Yeah Sure, and this is the opener of it. Here's Nothing from Under the Sink. With Nothing from Under the Sink, a track of their new EP Yeah Sure. The last song in our succession of six new tracks on the show comes from Wild Firth. They're from Minneapolis and first appeared on our radar 3 years ago with their self-titled first EP. They went fairly quiet after that until in March they announced the imminent release of their debut LP Lawn Memory. The album came out at the end of April and it's a cracker of a record, so we'd like to finish our new song section with a track from it. This is Wild Firth and Uptown.
Tell me your name. Yeah, acting
That was a song called Uptown by Wild Firth from their LP Lawn Memory, which is out now. We started out today's episode in Glasgow and would like to come back to the city for our finishing track from way back. It's a song from 2010 by Louise Cornell, a young Glasgow folk singer and songwriter. She operates under her proper name these days, but her first four albums were released under the moniker Reverie Me. The first of those four albums is called Melodies, and on it we find a silly little synth-pop party track with a clever lyric which we dearly love, so it's Louise Cornell, aka Reverie Me, with Perfect in Theory, saying goodbye for today. We'll be back next month with a new episode. If you want to keep track of it, you can follow us on Mixcloud or Twitter, or you can subscribe to the RSS feed you'll find at the very bottom of our blog site, that's emmes-housemusic.de. Huge thanks for listening. Take care. Consider buying some music from Glasgow's leading record store Monorail Music, and be nice.
Everything's just entered and it's morning and it's evening and I've gone so far but I haven't moved. And I can function but so can my computer, it does it even better than me. Even when I fall asleep I can't switch my cell phone. I'm all in all and I'm on standby and late and it's true. When I sleep with one eye open, that's for you. I think about you all day long. Won't do me no good, won't do you no harm. And I can't breathe when I'm near you, I can't speak when I hear you. And I know your middle name, and I know your favorite song. And I know you don't like high tops, and I know where you're from. But I don't know what color your eyes are up close, and I don't know your skin. And I don't know what it would be like to kiss you or where those lips have been. I don't feel like you're perfect in theory, so would I be okay? I feel like you're perfect in theory, so would I be okay with real? Even if I was, would you be okay with me? Everything's for you, everything's just entered. And it's morning and it's evening and I've gone so far but I haven't moved. And I can function but so can my computer, it does it even better than me. Even when I fall asleep, I can't switch my cell phone. And all in all, when I'm on standby, I'm waiting, it's true. When I sleep with one eye open, that's for you. I think about you all day long. Won't do me no good, won't do you no harm. And I can't breathe when I'm near you, I can't speak when I hear you. And I know your middle name, and I know your favorite song. And I know you don't like high tops, and I know where you're from. But I don't know what color your eyes are up close, and I don't know your skin. And I don't know what it would be like to kiss you or where those lips have been. feel like you're perfect in theory. So would I be okay? I feel like you're perfect in theory. So would I be okay? What's real? And even if I was, would you be okay with me?